What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to The Game. It is Drayton Hogarth filling in for Jason Bishop. This morning is the legend, Kip Branch. What's up, Kip?
Thank you for having me this morning. It's nice to be here to fill in for Jason, and great day of sports in Glenn County.
Oh, my goodness. Glenn Academy, Brunswick High, that's what everybody's been talking about. I mean, see it on Facebook, all over Twitter, talking about, you know, going to Publix or those stores, and that's all you hear people talking about, Glenn Academy and Brunswick today.
Well, let's make no mistake about it. You know where I stand on this side of the rivalry, so let's don't even hint that I'm any kind of objective when we talk about this rivalry, being a Brunswick High graduate football player and now 10-year broadcaster for Brunswick High football. So
there you go. Well, it's interesting you say that. I saw you on Facebook yesterday. You had some interesting attire on as well.
me and the principal at Glenn Academy, Dr. Scott Spence, we've had this long-standing bet with this rivalry game, and unfortunately, for the last 2 years, I've had to wear the Glenn Academy attire on Fridays of the game day or game week or however you look at it. So I had to go out to dinner last night with the Glenn Academy colors.
Oh, no.
So I took a ribbing around town.
Yeah, you look slightly pained yesterday on Facebook, but it's all right. You look fine now with your Brunswick High shirt on.
So I paid that debt, and hopefully Brunswick can take care of business tonight so I don't have to pay that debt again next year.
Definitely. I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, this segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health Systems and by Watermarks Printing. Glenn Academy in Brunswick tonight. Let's talk a little bit about, well, first of all, let me give you a rundown real quick of the show. We've got Dr. Sullivan from Southeast Georgia Health Systems calling in. Jason did an interview, was able to talk with him earlier this week. Also in the around 10:30, we will have Glenn Academy head coach Rocky Hidalgo joining us. And then around 10:45, Brunswick High coach Larry Harold will be in with us, or on the phone with us. Glenn Academy in Brunswick, Kip, what's your thought? What does Brunswick have to do to win this game tonight?
Man, I don't know. when you look at Glenn Academy is a very good football team. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're well coached. They've got a lot of talent. And from a Brunswick High perspective, when you look at the Glenn Academy roster and their skilled people, they've got three that stands out: Kendall Cross, mm-hmm. DJ Dallas, and Randon Jernigan. Now I call it the 1.5 rule. Let me explain this. If all three of those playmakers go off, you're getting blown out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If two of them go off, you're going to lose. You can't contain all three of them, so one of them's going to have a big game, and you got to hold the other one to just an average game. So I call it the 1.5
right.
rule.
Kind of limit the two and then let one.
Just take your medicine. One of the three is going off tonight, and there's just nothing you can do about it because they have too many playmakers.
Right.
So you just got to contain them the best you can.
Mm-hmm. Well, Glenn Academy coming in, you know, has the one loss to Benedictine. That's it. They've won all the rest of their games the rest of the year, and it's been an extremely tough schedule.
Yeah, I've been to three Glenn Academy games this year. Went to the Benedictine game, and if they don't lay the ball on the ground, they beat Benedictine.
I think so,
too. They were a better football team than Benedictine. They just, for whatever reason, they just laid the football on the ground all night, and then they have pretty much gotten it together after that, and they're rolling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really coming into the season, I thought the line of scrimmage might be where Glenn really needed to focus, really needed to rebuild their from their offensive line, defensive line last year, but they have really done that this year. That offensive line has played really well, opened up a lot of holes for those playmakers you mentioned earlier. Plus, Tyler Grant has come on and kind of started building his resume as a playmaker for Glenn Academy.
And I didn't even talk about Tyler Grant. He's going to come in and get some carries, and I mean, you just don't know where it's coming. You know it's coming, but They've just got so many playmakers. And we haven't even talked about them on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, they're good. They have a good defense. They have a set of linebackers, Hunter Hall, and those guys can just really move and get to the football real fast, sideline to sideline. Those guys can really get out there and make some things happen. Where I thought Glenn was going to struggle this year was going to be in the secondary. It hasn't been the case.
No. Yeah.
No. So, I mean, they lost the big safety last year, and I thought they were going to struggle a little bit on the back end, but hasn't happened.
No, they've done a great job. They've been, you know, ball hawking. I think teams have tried to attack them, in fact, in the secondary by going deep on them, trying to hit them deep, but they've been able to adjust to that and grow as a team. Now, talking about Brunswick High, before the season, when Jason and I were doing the show, I kind of felt like Brunswick High very well may be the most talented team in this region. So, you know, just a matter of putting it together, kind of competing against themselves, I think, is what Brunswick High needs to do and be the best team each Saturday. They've done that for the most part, but there's been a couple games where they've slipped up and let things happen that were beat by inferior opponents, honestly.
I like the makeup of this football team at Brunswick on Altam Avenue. Got a good offensive line, big kids, average about 290 across the front. You know, we've got those monsters on the left side, 319 and 321. And when we bring Wiley Golden over, the tight end, and look at that little jumbo package and run behind those three guys, that's 900 pounds of human. That Brandon McMaster and that three-headed monster running back Brunswick's got. Now, Brunswick has some skills. Where Brunswick's improved the most this year has been on the defensive side of football.
Yeah.
We have some guys, especially at linebacker. We have some talented linebackers, Sherrod Frazier, Cam Futch. Those guys really get after it. And, you know, they're coming into this game with a chip on their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we live in a small town. And you hear all the stuff about Glenn Academy, and it's deserved. They've earned it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Brunswick kids have kind of taken they feel slighted. And they're going to come out tonight, and I think they're going to play with a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it turns out.
Yeah. There's only one way to change being slighted is go out and win the game. So it's going to be fun. There's another game going on today as well. It's actually Frederick Academy's last regular season game. They got a bye next week, and then after that their playoffs start for the GISA, so they're coming off a very surprising loss to Bullock last week, 8-7. They ended up playing their game on Wednesday before the big storm, but
right. I
mean, you kind of have to chalk that up, I guess, maybe being rather distracted, you know, moving the game up 48 hours even kind of cuts into your game plan time, your practice time, and it's just a distraction, you know. Football is a lot about the routine of doing the same things over, getting things down, and when you change that up, it can throw you off stride. And I think that's definitely what happened with Fred. They should have beaten Bullock, but they got a chance to bounce back today for Senior Day against Edmund Burke, and we'll see how that goes.
Oh, they are going to bounce back today, coming off of that loss, the unexpected loss. You know, that coaching staff over there, they'll have these kids ready to play. And I think they'll handle Edmund Burke pretty easily.
Yeah. Yeah, Coach Derek and all those kids, all those coaches over there are doing a great job. And talented young team. We've talked about it before. They're a sophomore-laden team. So seeing them progress this year and learn how to win games, close games, learn how to handle adversity – hopefully that'll be something that they can learn from last week and go ahead and get another win, finish out the season, head into the playoffs on a roll.
Don't forget $5 Friday. The small price is a big reason to cruise the Emerald Princess on Friday. Just $5 gets you all the Vegas-style thrills you can handle. Yes, $5 Fridays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Please join us in our new Calypso Bar and Club every Friday and Saturday night and get things heated up on the dance floor.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Can't get enough of Brunswick High football? Then come out to Game Time Wings and Things on 341 across from Captain Joe's on Sunday nights at 6:30 for the BHS Coaches Show with Larry Harold, hosted by Mr. Brunswick High himself, Kip Branch. Get the skinny on Pirate football straight from the captain of the ship himself, head coach Larry Harold. And then stream the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Pirates!
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top. Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
Welcome back to the game. We are live. Hurricane Matthew has come and gone. We are back live here on WBQ on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This morning, a little different because it's your host is Drayton Hogarth instead of Jason Bishop. He's normally the one running the main host here on the show. I'm the co-host, but filling in for Jason this morning is Kip Branch. But earlier this week, Jason had to have his presence on the show, so he pre-recorded an interview with Dr. Sullivan from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. And here is Jason's interview with Dr. Sullivan.
It's the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop, along with Drayton Hogarth. And on the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline, we have Dr. Michael Sullivan from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. We're going to talk some hand injuries. Dr. Sullivan, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
I guess what I'm understanding is you specialize in hand injuries, particularly something that deals with muscle tissue, bones, and jammed fingers. So what I'm really curious about is when a person jams their finger, what's going on inside their hand?
So a jammed finger is a pretty inexact term that we use for just about any time a hard object hits a finger and there's energy goes into that finger, and any of the structures in the finger can get damaged or hurt. It can be a bone, tendon, ligament, just about anything in that finger.
All right, so I guess the myth of, you know, you hear a lot, someone jams a finger, football hits it the wrong way or whatever, and they say, oh, I jammed my finger. Well, just grab it and pop it back in place. I guess that's really a myth. You can't do that?
It's tough to figure out what to do when you get a jammed finger because you can't go to the doctor every time you get an ache or a pain. But there are certain things where if it's crooked, you can pull it and straighten it out, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's all better. There are guidelines where that I think if you follow, you can kind of stay out of trouble.
Gotcha. Dr. Michael Sullivan on the line with us via the SouthernSportsEdition.com landline. Dr. Michael Sullivan, of course, from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Well, Dr. Sullivan, another question I have, this is kind of a personal deal. So I play softball, and I hurt my thumb probably a good 6 months ago, and I can't get that guy to heal. Basically, I put my hand in the ground, and I guess I twisted it a funny direction, and now it's got a lot of soreness, and it will pop. What do you think might be wrong with my thumb?
Where does your thumb hurt?
Right about the joint where it will connect to the hand.
Certainly, you could have a fracture that hasn't healed right. A lot of people just get irritation of the joint, something like a shock could settle it down. There are ligaments that can be injured. It sounds like 6 months later, an x-ray is overdue.
A lot of us, you had an editorial that was in the Southern Sports Edition a couple of months ago, and you said, hey, an x-ray is overdue. Boy, do a lot of us just put off going to get those x-rays and getting something as simple as a jammed finger checked out.
Well, certainly if you have a finger that's just twisted the wrong way after an injury, or if it's bleeding, or if the skin's open, that's something you want to take care of right away. Sometimes if it just hurts a bit, you can watch it a day or two, but if there's persistent pain or not full motion, or if it's just really bruised at about 2 days, you ought to take efforts to come get it checked out.
So taking it back to the sports arena, to where a quarterback throws a football or even a pitcher throwing a baseball that has a jammed finger or something going on internally inside the hand, that can really affect the performance of that particular quarterback or pitcher, couldn't it?
Sure.
All right, so how long is the recovery? Actually, let's back up one minute. What's the suggested treatment, in your opinion?
For a jammed finger? Well, the thing is, a jammed finger could be something as simple as a bruise that'll heal on its own in a couple days, or it could be something as complex as a fracture that goes into the joint. And so before we get to treatment, we really want to know what it is. And if it hurts more than a couple days, you ought to have that checked into. If it's a fracture, sometimes it's 6 weeks, sometimes it's an operation. If it's a tendon injury, sometimes it's as simple as wearing a brace, sometimes we can let the patients and athletes wear braces while they play.
Dr. Sullivan from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery joining us here on The Game. Jason Bishop along with Drayton Hogarth. Another question I have is, you have three guidelines for knowing when to seek treatment. What are those three guidelines?
Well, if it's twisted the wrong way, you ought to get care quickly. If there's bleeding, including bleeding around the nail, that should be seen on an urgent basis. If the skin is open and it's more than just a scrape and it's a jammed finger, you ought to have that looked into. Next, if there's significant bruising in a couple days, you ought to have that looked into. The other thing is, sometimes it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt so much, but you just can't move it. It doesn't move the way it should, and that's something that should be looked into.
Depending on, I guess, the seriousness of the injury, going from jammed finger to maybe a broken bone in your hand, even something with the tendon or ligament, what kind of recovery time are you looking at for those three injuries?
Bone takes about 6 weeks to heal. Tendons sometimes come back a little bit quicker, but tendons, even though it seems like a less serious injury, can take even longer than the 6 weeks. Something as simple as a bloody finger could be a cut on the nail bed, and once that's sewn up, that's better in just a couple weeks.
Can you do anything to lessen your chances of, because it's such a freak thing, you just catch a football the wrong way and bam, you got a jammed finger, which could, like you said, be something more serious. What precautions can we take? Is there really anything we can?
Certain number of injuries are going to happen anyway, but like anything else, proper technique, paying attention, to your hand in relationship to the whether it's the ball or the next player. Just paying attention and being alert for injuries does decrease the incidence of injuries. But a certain number of things are just going to happen as part of the game.
Dr. Michael Sullivan joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Dr. Sullivan, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to come on with us today.
Thank you very much for having me on.
All right.
And that was Dr. Michael Sullivan. Jason Bishop giving him an interview. Dr. Michael Sullivan from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health Systems. And I heard more about jam fingers than I have in my entire life in that segment. That was a great, great interview. Kip, prediction time, my friend. Glenn Academy, Brunswick High. I know who you roll with, but what's your prediction on the game?
I'm going to try to give an objective prediction here, but it's really not objective. So I'm going to try to make you think it is. But
right.
This will be the 73rd time these two schools have met tonight at Glenn County Stadium at 7 p.m. Brunswick holds a 37-33-2 lead in the series. Glenn's won the last two games in this series and has not beat Brunswick High on the football field three straight times since 1983, and it's not going to happen tonight. Brunswick's going to figure out a way. They've heard now for the last 2 years about Glenn Academy, Glenn Academy, Glenn Academy, Glenn Academy. The fan base is pretty jacked up,
mm-hmm.
and they just think they're going to roll in here. The fan base, I know Coach Hidalgo doesn't, and I know the players probably don't, but the fan base thinks they're going to blow Brunswick High out tonight, and that's not going to happen. And Brunswick's going to find a way to win, I'll say, 28-21.
All right. Sounds good. I think Glenn Academy is – I think it's going to be a closer game than people think. Like I said, Brunswick is – challenges Glenn Academy, certainly, for the most talented team in the region. But I think Glenn Academy finds a way to get it done. I think they've learned how to win ball games like this. I think they've, you know – played in big games, big environment games like this, and I think they're going to ride that momentum and carry it on tonight. I don't know. I think it will be a close game, though. It may be a score late, you know, that kind of pushes it over, but I'm thinking maybe 35-21, somewhere around there. I think Glenn may take it.
The difference between the two schools right now, the talent's good, equal. Glenn knows they can do it. Brunswick just doesn't know yet. So that's
right.
That's the difference.
Right.
Yeah.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
Join us for all our Vegas-style fun and thrills. Cruising is not just for Friday and Saturday nights. Introducing Sunday Funday, where you get all the fun for free. That's right, cruise for free aboard the Emerald Princess Casino every Sunday until the end of October.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents
the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Tio Taco, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in the Golden Isles, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and positions, visit sghs.org. Well, due to Hurricane Matthew, there will be no Friday Night Lights this week. Instead, the 7-1 Knights of Frederica will take on Edmund Burke in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's in the season finale at 5 p.m. A win, and Frederica is at least guaranteed a 2-seed. Also on Saturday, Glenn County Stadium, City Championship. The 5-1 Red Terrors and the 3-2 Pirates kick off region play at 7. The winner is not only the city champ, but also in first place in the region. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Welcome back to the game with Drayton Hogarth and filling in for Jason Bishop this morning, Kip Branch. Hey, Kip, real quick, are those games from last week, the Glenn Academy, Brunswick High games, they're going to be made up?
Yes, they're going to be made up. I'm not quite sure what the schedule is going to be, but it's going to be like 3 games in 8 days coming up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, got to get those region games in. I don't know the schedule. I talked briefly with Coach Harold about it, but it's looking like Effingham, then playing Bradwell earlier the following week, then come back and play Richmond Hill.
Wow. Yep. Okay. That's going to be a battle of attrition there.
Yep.
This segment is brought to you by Brunswick Moore Supply and by M&B Liquors. Kip, we also got some college games going on today, of course. Georgia Bulldogs are kicking off at noon against the Vanderbilt Commodores for homecoming. Georgia's coming off their schedule got kind of jacked up a little bit, too, with the hurricane. They played Sunday. Ended up defeating South Carolina. What are your thoughts on how Georgia responds today on kind of a short notice, short schedule?
You know, we're diehard Georgia fans, both of us, mm-hmm. and you know when Vandy's one of those teams that Georgia sometimes struggles with. Mm-hmm. Historically, Georgia typically wins the games, but they just don't look very good right. in those wins, and I expect today to be one of those kind of games. Vandy's very good on defense. Mm-hmm. They got Coach Mason's a great defensive mind. They're going to stack the box. They're going to try to slow down the Georgia running game, and they're going to make the freshmen beat them. And the concern I have is which one of these wide receivers is going to step up, because we just, for whatever reason, these receivers, they just don't go get the ball. So we're struggling in the passing game a little bit. Got to get the tight ends involved. I suspect Georgia's defense will probably shut Vandy down today pretty much, and Georgia will probably win a 21-10 type ball game.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely feel you on that. I'm kind of wondering when this offense is going to get – we kind of saw a brief glimpse of it with Isaac Nauta having such a breakout game against Tennessee, even though I don't want to mention that. But you know, I really feel like the tight ends are really the strength of this receiving core. And you know, you always hear, oh, tight end, that's a quarterback's best friend. You know, that's to me, that's where they're kind of missing things. You know, they're not getting production from the receivers, or they're not getting separation from defensive backs. That to me is where your money is over the middle of the field to the tight ends. And that kind of seems where Eason's weakness is, too, is reading the middle of the field. I think he feels more comfortable on those outside the hashes, you know, to those receivers. Maybe Riley Ridley can step up, you know, and continue to progress. That's the big thing with Georgia is I think it's 19 true freshmen have played significant minutes this year, so the future is definitely bright. People are kind of down on Georgia right now, even some of the fan base. You know, don't expect a huge blowout today, like you said, but I think Georgia should come away with a win.
And Georgia sometimes, and, you know, this is from a fan's perspective, and by no means am I a football coach, sometimes it seems like Georgia outthinks themselves mm-hmm. on offense with the play calling. When things are working good, like last week, South Carolina pounding between the tackles, running at these guys, then we come out and we try to establish the passing game. And mm-hmm. they can't stop the run, but we're out here trying to throw – they're out there trying to throw the football, and gets a little bit out of rhythm.
Yeah.
That happened a little bit in the second half of the Tennessee game as well. So, mm-hmm. You know – new coaching staff, everything get figured out. They're recruiting. Georgia's about one more recruiting class away from being really, really good.
Yeah.
So it's going to take some time. But you know this fan base better than anybody. It's just insane sometimes the way they act. So
they're ready for myself, quote unquote their time,
myself included.
You do have to like seeing, like you mentioned, the running game. You almost had three running backs go for 100 yards last week.
That's
so,
right.
So you got to start there, see if they can slow you down, because South Carolina was trying to do similar tactics with, you know, loading up the box, and Eason didn't look great, but they ran the ball. They still ran the ball, and that's the good thing that I'm seeing is, you know, you saw the Nickel State game, you saw the Ole Miss and Missouri game. It was hard for them to run the ball, and they've kind of adapted a little bit, maybe played more to the strengths of this offensive line, maybe not being that smash-mouth power football that Kirby wants to become, but I think he's adapted and realizes, hey, we need to kind of do a little more pulling tactics, a little more zone blocking, but still try to establish that identity of being a power football team.
He inherited a finesse football team, and there's a culture change coming, and, you know, Georgia's got a lot of talent, especially on the defensive side of the ball. It just appears that, you know, they play a little soft on defense sometimes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we both think Georgia gets the win today. Let's run through some of these other college games real quick and give some predictions and maybe some brief talk on them. Clemson and NC State at Clemson. Any problem there for the Tigers?
Clemson's going to handle them pretty easily, yeah. I believe.
This is intriguing to me. Georgia Southern heading up to Atlanta to take on the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech.
Georgia Southern should have beat them last time they played in Atlanta. They let them
fumble,
off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Let Tech off the hook. Tech's an enigma to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, they just I don't know. I think Southern's going to go up there and play a good football game, and I think if Southern's in the football game in the second half, they'll find a way to win.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think Southern can pull the upset there. Wake Forest heading to Florida State. Any letdown for Florida State after the big Miami win?
No.
All right. Third Saturday in October, Alabama heading up to Knoxville. What you think on this game?
You know, I knew I was going to do this show today, and I thought long and hard about this football game. I think if Tennessee would have pulled out the win last week at Texas A&M, I might have picked them to win this football game today in Knoxville, because it would appear that they've got a magical season going, and they almost pulled it off.
Yeah.
Last week, another magical comeback, and they're going to be jacked up at Neyland Stadium today, and people are fired up. Alabama's beaten Tennessee 9 times in a row. That's hard. Tennessee's got a lot of pride in their program. They're, from a historical standpoint, they are the outside of Alabama, they're second in just about everything else as it relates to football. They should have beat Alabama last year, and they didn't. They're going to be fired up for a half, but Alabama's just got too much defense. They've got too many playmakers on offense, mobile quarterback, and they got Nick Saban.
Yeah.
So I think Alabama extends that streak to 10, probably maybe a 10-14-point win in Knoxville today.
Yeah, I think Alabama takes it. Alabama's had 7 defensive starters score touchdowns this year. That's crazy. Tennessee is really banged up. I think Alabama wins fairly comfortably. Miami, North Carolina.
You know, we talked a little bit before the show on this. I think North Carolina's going to go to Miami and win today.
Yeah.
North Carolina's got some talent. They've got some skilled people. They got a good quarterback. And I think that I think they're going to go get it done. They beat Florida State, and I think they're going to go get Miami today.
All right. Yeah, I agree.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsley, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top. Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
The Glenn Academy Red Terriers are poised for another state title run, and if you are a Red Terrier fan, then you should be at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's Sunday nights at 6 for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo, hosted by Drayton Hogarth. Coach Hidalgo breaks down every key moment of every big game Sunday nights, 6 p.m., Mellow Mushroom, and listen to the show on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Terriers!
Welcome back to the game. This morning it is Drayton Hogarth joined by Kip Branch. This segment is brought to you by I-95 Toyota and the Emerald Princess. And joining us right now, Glenn Academy Red Terrier head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Morning, coach. How are you this morning?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Well, after all that happened with Hurricane Matthew, apparently everything is safe with your family. Did you guys get affected by the hurricane and storm at all?
Yeah, you know, we evacuated and spent 6 beautiful days in Tifton and Adel, Georgia. So I got a nice mid-season vacation in South Georgia.
Coach, this is a big game tonight in Glenn County, one that a lot of people in this community look forward to every year. And this will be your third edition of the rivalry. You're 2-0 in the rivalry. What makes this rivalry special to you coming in from Atlanta and you come down here and you experience now for the third year? What makes it special?
Well, I just think it's obviously an important game for our community, in a lot of respects. People take a lot of pride in the two schools and to have a chance to come in and represent everybody, and it's such a huge community event. Pretty much everybody who's anybody's there. It just carries a lot of weight.
Coach, tonight's the game with Brunswick. Will they be the most talented team that you guys have faced this year?
I would say easily so, yeah.
Coach, when you look at your football team and, you know, you spend, you know, outside these kids spending time with their families and things like that, you spend a lot of time with them. Coming into this season, what's impressed you the most about this group of young men that you have?
Well, I think we just have a very business-like attitude about things. We're never too high or too low. We've had a very consistent effort on Friday nights, just pretty much week in and week out. Even the game versus Benedictine, we lost. Our kids played very, very hard. We just tried to do a little too much and put the ball on the ground. So, that's been the most impressive thing. I think that's an important it's going to be an important issue tonight, is we're going to have to manage our emotions and not get too high, not get too low, just let the kind of game flow and go out and do the things we're coached to do.
This season has been pretty crazy on you guys, travel-wise, moving games around to different days. Has that caused any stress? Has it been very stressful getting all that worked out, or is it just something you just kind of keep trudging through, something you got to go through?
It's something you got to go through, man. It is what it is. I wish it wasn't the case, but it was, and just move on with our lives.
Right.
Coach, when you look at the Brunswick, when you look at Brunswick on film and you look at their roster and the talent that they have, what concerns you about Brunswick?
Well, I just think they're just tremendously talented. They've got quite a few guys who can take over a game. I mean, their offensive line is, you know, these big, talented kids. They've got all these kids with these offers, big offers, it's just got a lot of kids with tremendous talent out there. You worry about them just kind of putting it together on a Friday night and being a dominant football team.
Has there been a biggest area of your team that you've seen improve as the season has progressed?
Well, I think what we've been able to do offensively is we've been able to get consistency offensively. We've really gelled up there. The way DJ has just kind of let the game come to him and distributed the football, our offensive line has gotten better up there. So all those things, and our secondary play we lost both safeties. I think Kane Cruz and P.J. Fulton have done a really good job this year of coming in and playing some really good football.
Coach, when you look at your offense, you've got a lot of playmakers. You've got DJ, you've got Randon, you've got Kendall. Talk a little bit about the development of Tyler Grant. I've been to about three of your football games this year, and he's really stood out. Tell me a little bit about him.
Well, he's a kid. He's a really physical runner. He's fast. And, with the ball in his hand, he's very, very good. People get so hyper-focused on DJ and Kendall and Randon, sometimes they forget about him. But the thing I think that makes him really special is he's our two-back in our two-back package a lot. He's a blocker, and he's a really good blocker. He's very physical. He puts a lot of time and effort into it. It's important to him. And it stands out. He's a heck of a high school football player.
Well, Kip kind of mentioned it. DJ Dallas, Randon Jernigan, Kendall Cross, Tyler Grant. Is this one of the deepest groups of dynamic ball carriers that you've had to work with?
They're very good. I mean, I was fortunate enough at Walton to have, a running back and quarterback go to Alabama with wide receiver that went to Kentucky. And, we had some talented kids over there as well. But, all in all, this is a good group of kids. And for what we do, I mean, all three phases of the option, we have a good player at each position. And it can make us hard to handle sometimes.
Coach, talk a little bit about your offensive line. You lost some people there last year, but you apparently had some good kids coming through the system. And just talk about their development. And these guys, I've watched them a few times, and they really get off the ball and knock people around. Just talk about their development.
Well, I think Coach Chase Harp and James Perry do a great job with our offensive line, developing players up there. Coach Harp is as good an offensive line coach as I've ever been around. And that's the first thing. I think we saw a lot of, we have a lot of kids with some want to. A kid like Trayshawn Bacon, who a couple of years ago, if you'd have told me, his senior year, you'd be number 7 or 8 in the state with Trayshawn. He's come so far in 2 years working with those guys. And part of that is our coaches, but part of that is him. He really wanted to be good. And he's invested his time in that in the weight room and on the practice field. And he's become a really, really good high school football player. Amari Cross, obviously Zalante Hillary. Bennett Delaney's done a nice job for us. And then Michael Thomas, who's just kind of everyday working guy. He's not the biggest kid. He's not the strongest kid. But he shows up every Friday night and plays his tail off, plays incredibly hard. So I think that's a big part of it. Those kids have got to anchor your football team, and it's really about their personality. And our kids we've just got some really good kids up there who play their tails off and do the things you're coached to do.
With everything that's been going on, distraction-wise, weather-wise, how did the kids respond in practice this week? Did you see a good response, good focus from your team?
Yeah, our kids came out. We had good practices. We were missing some kids on Tuesday and Wednesday because people were still getting back. Mm-hmm. So we just had to make do with that. It was just a little funky with practice times, and the kids had all day off. But all in all, our kids, we had good practices. I feel like our kids are going to be prepared to play. I think they know this is a huge game, so I don't really worry about them being up for emotion.
Coach, this last question from Kip. You talked a little bit earlier about your secondary. Going into the season, just as a casual football fan, I thought you guys might have a little struggle replacing people back there, but it just hasn't happened. Talk a little bit about how those kids have developed and how pleased you are with them.
Well, I think we returned a lot of kids at corner And Kane played a little bit for us last year, but T.J. Fulton has just been exceptional this year. He's done a really nice job. A very athletic kid, and they've been two guys who really put their hands on a lot of balls back there. I think our coaches, Coach Darren Landigwin and Taylor Sharp, have done a really good job back there. Those guys work well with our kids. They communicate with our kids, and they do a great job of teaching our kids what they do to need to be successful on Friday night. You know, you get into a position when you start to build a program that you start to develop players. That's the thing that we're starting to do, is to start to develop players, the next guys in line. So hopefully we won't see those great fall-offs, drop-offs year after year due to graduation.
All right, Coach, we appreciate it. Thank you for joining us, taking a little time out of your busy schedule today. And just good luck tonight, and go Terriers.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Take care, Coach.
All right.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top. Old mower getting the best of you? Head over to Brunswick Mower Supply at 6203 Altama Avenue and let them put you in a brand new X-Mark. X-Mark is chosen 2-to-1 by professionals with unmatched durability and comfort. Every model on sale now. Tons of instant rebates, 0% financing for 48 months, and no money down. Go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply, 265-2388.
The best print shop in Glynn County? Watermark's Printing. Watermark's Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermark's Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village, next to Two Friends. 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Welcome back to the game, with Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth. But this morning, I guess Jason is on voluntary evacuation still. Drayton Hogarth and the legend Kip Branch filling in for Jason this morning.
He's probably got his fingers in ice trying to work on the jam foam or something like that.
So Coach Hidalgo sounded like he was ready to get out there and start playing. What do you think?
I'm very impressed with Coach Hidalgo. He's a no-nonsense kind of coach. He's all business. Like he said, the kids take on that attitude of the business-like approach. And, you know, he instills confidence. That's something that Glenn Academy was missing prior to him getting there, was the confidence factor. Mm-hmm. And now they have it. And, you know, the kids call it swag.
All right.
And he's brought that in spades down to Glenn Academy. And that's the biggest difference between where Glenn Academy was 2 or 3 years ago, mm-hmm. prior to his arrival, and where they are now.
Right.
He's instilled that confidence. These kids know they can win.
Right.
They didn't know prior to him getting there. They had talent. Glenn's always had talent, but they just couldn't put it together until the last couple of years. And you saw that in year one with Coach Hidalgo and his staff. They made that playoff run mm-hmm. in year one, and you knew what was coming down the pipeline. And now this team... I mean, this is a good football team. It's going to go deep in the playoffs.
Yeah, that was definitely that launching point, you know, that getting through that playoff run. It kind of proved to them that they can do it. Hoping to hear back from Coach Larry Harold, putting a call out to him. But while we're waiting, Kip, we got a couple more college games you want to go through real quick. Missouri heading down to Florida. I don't know what to expect in this game. Florida. I thought they were a good offensive team, but LSU shut them down last week, and Florida looks like they can't score on anybody.
Yeah.
So, but their defense is outstanding.
Are they going to call off the game this week in games?
They might. I think there was a chance of sprinkling out there.
Yeah, so no, I'm just joking. But I don't expect Missouri to go to Florida Field and win in any year.
Yeah.
So I don't think that'll happen today.
Sticking with Florida, yeah, mm-hmm. I agree. I think Florida will take this one. I thought this was a pretty intriguing game, Ole Miss and Arkansas.
Arkansas is one of these teams, you know, they when you least expect them, they rise up. But let's don't forget the impact of that game last year.
Mm-hmm.
That Arkansas won in overtime with the backwards, just desperation toss over the shoulder by Hunter Henry, picked up by Alex Collins on 4th and 25. They pick up a first down. They go on to win. By the way, that game kept Ole Miss out of the SEC championship.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure that's been mentioned a time or two this week in Oxford, and I expect Ole Miss to go to Fayetteville and win.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a tough one. I think being the night game in Arkansas, that's going to play a little bit into it. But talent-wise, Ole Miss definitely has the advantage. But I think there might be something going on with Arkansas tonight. This one was kind of weird to me. I know it's not really a great game, but Iowa State at Texas, if Texas drops this game, where does Charlie Strong stand?
They may have a press conference at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, but I don't think Texas just can't stop anybody. They got good offense, but, you know, you always expect Texas to play pretty well on defense with the abundance of high school talent they have in the state of Texas, and I can't understand why they can't stop people. And that's just a knock on that conference out there. They just mm-hmm. don't stop people. They don't play defense in that conference.
Yeah. Texas, the recruiting base of Texas is so strong that typically Texas used to fill up their recruiting class by Christmas.
They did, but you got to look at the state of Texas right now. University of Texas, in my opinion, is not one of the top four programs in the state. You got A&M, you got Houston, you mm-hmm. got Baylor, you got TCU, mm-hmm. and then Texas.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, that just shouldn't be the case
no.
in the Lone Star State, but apparently it is. And Charlie Strong, I thought after the Notre Dame win that things were going to start clicking, but just they can't stop people.
Mm-hmm. And I like Charlie Strong. I really think he's a great coach. He's a good motivator, good recruiter. But it's just not – something's not right. I don't know if it's something behind the scenes that we're not seeing or if it's something that
– if
he's not getting the support from the administration. I can't quite put my finger on what's going on. That should be a great fit, in my opinion.
It should. And, you know, and Coach Strong is a defensive – he came through the ranks as a defensive coordinator. So at least they should be stopping people, but they just don't.
Yeah, yeah. LSU hosting Southern Miss. I don't think – probably not too much issue there. I think LSU probably continues to keep rolling forward. Coach O keeps going ahead.
Coach O, I like Coach O. He's he reminds me of you probably go on a used car lot and he'll probably sell you three cars today. You know,
no doubt, no doubt. Again, Stanford, Notre Dame, two great rivalry, but I don't know what's going on. Notre Dame has fallen off. Brian Van Gorder's been shown the door in South Bend. Stanford's coming in banged up. Christian McCaffrey's banged up.
I mean, I looked at this game, too, and Stanford's struggling. Notre Dame's struggling, but they're at home.
Yeah.
So I'll take the Irish.
I'll take the Irish. They seem to be able to score, but, again, can't stop anybody. And then maybe the biggest game of the weekend nationally, Ohio State heading to Wisconsin. Number two against number eight.
I had dinner with some Buckeye fans last night. I can't believe I'm going to say this because I think Ohio State's going to blow out Wisconsin tonight.
Yeah.
I think they're that good, and I think Wisconsin, you know, they do what they do. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I think Ohio State has some dynamic playmakers on offense. They're good on defense, and I think they can go in there and win like a 35-10 kind of game tonight.
Yeah, it very well could be. If things implode on Wisconsin, they get – turn the ball over a couple times. I could see that happening very much. But Wisconsin's one of those weird teams. I've been doubting them all year long. I know they lost last week to Michigan. Finally, they lost one. But when I kept expecting them to lose earlier, LSU and other games. But they're just one of those teams that they're kind of finding a way to win games this year. They're slowing everything down, playing good defense, like you said, running the ball, keeping the ball away from the other team, and kind of playing an ugly game to win the game. But – not today. I think Ohio State wins it pretty convincingly.
I do, too. Getting back, we may not hear from Coach Harrell, but getting back to the game tonight, you know, I'm pretty close to the program. So I think the keys for Brunswick tonight in this football game is we're going to have to run the football. And I mean between the tackles, and we're going to have to run behind this big offensive line and just – try to attack them downhill. I mean, they've got a good defense, and I just think that if we can run the football, we're going to have a good shot.
Yeah, I'm looking for a good game tonight. I think it's going to be a great turnout, hopefully, by the fans. I think the weather should be just right for everybody by this evening. I think there may be some rain earlier in the afternoon, but should be nice and cool for this evening. So I hope everybody heads out to Glenn County Stadium tonight, checks out the Glenn Academy Brunswick High game for the city championship.
Or from my perspective, the Brunswick High Glenn Academy game.
Oh, my bad, I forgot. No doubt, it's like Georgia, Florida, Florida, Georgia.
There you go.
It just don't sound right saying Florida, Georgia. It's the Georgia, Florida game.
The reason I say that is it's, you know, Brunswick leads the series all time. Mm. Comes first on the alphabet, so it's natural for me.
Right. I hear you. All right, well, this has been The Game. Live on WBQO, brought to you by the Bishop Media Sports Network. Big thanks to everybody, Coach Harrell, Coach Hidalgo, and Dr. Sullivan for joining us. See you next week.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends. 912-638-1445 or at watermarksprinting.com.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, Explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, I-95Toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
Don't forget $5 Friday. The small price is a big reason to cruise the Emerald Princess on Friday. Just $5 gets you all the Vegas-style thrills you can handle. Yes, $5 Fridays, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Please join us in our new Calypso Bar and Club every Friday and Saturday night and get things heated up on the dance floor.
The Frederica Knights are a favorite to bring home a GISA title to St. Simons. And if you are a Knight fan, then you should be at Catch 228 on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for the Frederica Knights Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick, hosted by Rich Bontrager. Coach Derrick breaks down every game on the Knights' quest to a state title. Wednesday nights, Catch 228, 7 p.m. And be sure to listen on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com. Go Knights!